Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and that's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Wind Down Wednesday to the OPT Network. Now, if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry, 7:38 Central Standard Time, 8:38 Eastern Time. And as always, we like to remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. You know, as I talk about traffic in the morning, I started looking around on yesterday and I said, I think the reason why people are so aggressive now is the heat. It's getting so hot outside that people are just, I think, aggravated. So every single morning, we like to remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. Slow down. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others. And we're also reminding you that kids are still out on summer vacay. Yesterday, we were reminded even more so that summer is winding down. I don't know about you, but yesterday we went and started buying school uniforms. So really, believe it or not, summer is winding down. But until kids are back in school, we ask you every single morning to watch out for kids who are playing, who are in parks, at in and out of neighborhoods, on bicycles, skateboards. Just make sure that you're steering clear of their rear ends. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of kids, almost all, are wearing some sort of headset, headphones, or ear pods. And, you know, they're just not paying attention. So it's up to all of us to make sure that we help to keep them safe. So as you're traveling about throughout the course of your day, please watch out for kids. On another note, I also want to remind you that you can connect with Team OPT, and you can do so at our website, www.onpointcxmas.com. We've got somebody that mans that website to make sure that we're getting all of your information. So just go to the contact form. You can send your emails from there, or you can locate us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. And if none of that works for you, people, just do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 318-445-5658. I'm going to tell you what, our morning has started out with a bang, literally, already. But you know what? It's Wind Down Wednesday, and we feel absolutely amazing. And there are always those negative forces that try to come and circumvent that. But you know what? You just have got a purpose in your mind that no matter what happens, no matter who happens, no matter when or where it happens, that you're going to be on point. Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. Got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simla Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simla Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Excuse me. This segment of the OPT network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparents Program, Share Today, Shape Tomorrow. And, you know, we've been telling you about it for a while now. And, you know, as I think about the Foster Grandparent Program, I think about what we're often saying about our youth. And what they need and where they're going and what they don't have and morals and values and on and on and on. Well, if you want to be the difference maker in a child's life, then all you've got to do is phone Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging and they'll tell you how you can become a foster grandparent, but not only how you can help a child, but how you can do all of that. Be a mentor, be a volunteer, be the change that you'd like to see in some young person's life. But also get paid all at the same time and in a way that it's not going to affect any of your benefits at all, only for just a few hours a week. And here's how you do it. All you got to do is phone 318-484-2260. Also, Hixon Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. You know, as we switch gears this morning, if you're just getting going, it's 7:48. And as we were traveling in this morning, not so much fog as what we've been seeing. So skies are looking pretty clear, but we still have to remind you to be safe traveling in and give yourself enough time to get there. There's so much aggression happening on and off the road. But make sure that you're not one of those people. So just give yourself enough time to get there safely. Now, this morning, we're talking about something that is important to probably every American. If you have not been on a diet or tried a diet or on a diet now, then you're probably the exception and not the rule. And I know for many people, you know, there are those few people out there that you guys have it together and you don't have to diet and you understand moderation and you understand portion control, but then there are others of us who struggle with it. And it's a large portion of America and struggle with obesity, struggle with after you get to be a certain age that your weight just changes and you can no longer eat the things that you want to eat. And so
because many of you have spoken about it, and of course we talk about it too, we decided to kind of mix it up and have a different perspective. You know, there's always someone that has the key diet or the quote-unquote diet. And the fact of the matter is that eating and weight loss is different for every single one of us. And so we all have to find our own combination. And I think that's the hardest part, simply because when you look at someone who has done a specific program and they've had great results or they're getting great results, then we immediately want to move to whatever it is that they're doing. But our big thing is this, you know, in the process, it's about finding out what works for you and how the foods that you're eating correlate with your body. And so this morning, we're going to be talking a lot about that, and we're going to bring a doctor in that has done extensive research on the subject matter and has a very, very different perspective. And one of the things that DC and I have been trying to figure out is that combination, just like everybody else, the combination that works, the combination of food or leaving certain foods out. And it seems like every single Monday or every single day that you say that you're going to start a diet, something happens that just changes it. Somebody either brings in goodies to work or somebody wants to buy you lunch, and it just throws you right out of kilter. And so this morning we want to find out, you know, how can we make the change? How can we switch our lives and our habits in a way that will help us to be successful for the long term? And I think that's what most people are missing. Some people have, you know, they lose a little bit of weight. And I'm going to tell you, we talk about it all the time. You lose a little bit of weight, and then in our house, we call it getting biggity. You get biggity, and then you feel like you can reward yourself. Well, the reward never is just one thing. You know, once the reward stops, it seems like it doesn't, or once the reward starts, it doesn't stop until you have essentially maybe gained back what you had initially lost. And so it's the roller coaster. And I guess the question this morning is, how do you get off the roller coaster and stay off? You know, one of the newisms that Uncle New used to say to us years ago is, the trick is not to stop, the trick is to stay stopped. Well, with weight, the trick is probably not just to lose the weight, but to keep the weight off. And so as we really delve into the subject, we have found one of the most interesting people that has done incredible research on the neurology, on the mind of dieting, and is going to talk about her observations and what she has learned, and really how her studies can help each of us to live a better life, not to really stop eating the things that we love, but to learn to think differently about the things that we love. And I think that for a lot of us, you know, it has a lot to do, again, with those combinations. And so we're going to be talking about that this morning on Point. It is going to be an incredible conversation. If you're one of those Monday morning starters and it's wind down Wednesday and you're already having challenges because you need to start again next Monday, well, this is a show that you want to stay on point for, because you know what? All may not be lost. We want you to stay on point. It's going to be a great conversation. And most importantly, I think it's going to help each and every one of us to think a little bit differently about dieting and food. We're going to take a break, but we're back with more right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, also the American Wholesale Mattress Company, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, of course, I have already talked about those pesky diets and how they affect each and every dieter. Well, this morning, of course, as in all that we do, we go out and find the most incredible people in the country to talk about these issues. And we want to introduce you to Dr. Daria Pino Rose. She is not only a nutritionist. She is a writer. She is an author. And she is a neuroscientist who has really studied this matter in depth for the last decade. And her book is called The Foodist, Seven Habits of Successful Dieters. Dr. Rose, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So first of all, Dr. Rose, I want to talk about what in the world is a foodist?
A foodist is someone that I like to think of as the next evolutionary step from a dieter. So a foodist is someone who understands that, first of all, food is essential for life. You can't just pretend you're not going to eat it all the time. And also somebody who cultivates a good relationship with food, somebody who enjoys food and understands that the secret isn't avoiding food all the time, but actually embracing food and finding a balance where you can actually optimize your health and your enjoyment of eating and, you know, your relationship with food and your community and your family and all that, all at the same time, and that's not a conflict.
Mm-hmm. And so as I was talking to the listeners before we brought you on, I was talking about those inevitable dieters who they start every Monday. And by the time Monday ends, they convince themselves that they need to wait until next Monday. And what we now understand is that that's not just a vicious cycle, but there is something behind that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's actually how our brains are wired. So when you think about the brain, it actually uses 20% of your calories, your energy, every single day. It's very, very intensive in terms of how much it uses of your energy. And it depends on depending on the cognitive tasks you're doing, it's going to use even more energy. So things like self-control, things like decision-making, those are the most difficult things you can really do, and they just burn you out. So what happens is what some researchers have found is that things like willpower don't actually, they're not just a switch you can turn it on and off. Most of us think, you know, oh, if I just am a good person, I order a salad instead of a burger, then I'll be good. But the problem is that's dependent on willpower, and that runs out by the end of the day. Every single little decision you make throughout the day eats a little of that up. So by the end of the day, there's almost no one on this planet that hasn't been through some tough things at work, with the kids, with your, you know, husband or wife or whatever, and so that's gone. And so if you're relying on willpower to get you through a diet or to make you healthy, you're basically just setting yourself up for failure.
And you know what? I hear people screaming, saying, that's me. I don't have any willpower. And I said it at the top of the show. Now, on Monday, you were going to start your diet, right? But somebody has this great idea to bring cupcakes to work or to bring, you know, some wonderful pastry to work. And so immediately, you know, you're beating yourself up because you don't have the willpower to just pass. Talk about how we change our thinking, Dr. Rose, so that willpower is not constantly defeating us.
Well, so the first thing you need to understand is that willpower isn't going to work. And that's actually really hard to let go of, I think, for most of us. It's really, you know, it's so ingrained into our psyche, you know, no pain, no gain. We've got to suffer. We've got to, you know, man up and do this. But it's really not the most effective strategy. A much more effective strategy is to actually set up habits. Because when you think about what a habit occurs automatically. Once it gets set up, it occurs automatically, which means you sidestep willpower and you get around that problem, and it's no longer a pain point for you. It's sort of a joy. Habits are rewarding. So what we can do is we can use that little willpower we all have to, instead of torture ourselves, set up habits. And the way a habit works is there's a cue, which is something that sort of triggers you to start the habit, and then there's the script you go through, the actions you go through to do whatever you're going to accomplish, and then there's always a reward at the end, and the reward at the end is what reinforces the habit so that it becomes the habit, and it happens again. So this is actually really, really awesome news, and this is sort of why I started the blog and the book and all that, is because I realized that if there has to be a reward, that means you actually have to like what you're doing. So you have to find healthy foods you like. You have to find exercises you like. And if you don't like them, they're not going to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing about this is that if you can get about maybe 80%, around 80% of your habits, your daily habits, healthy, you know, if they're helping you instead of hurting you, then you never need to diet again because your default will be a healthy person. And then on weekends or when those cupcakes come around and that you think, oh, this is a worth it for me, you can have them and you don't have to think twice about it because you're eating healthy all the time.
Mm. Now, that makes great sense to a lot of people listening. But then you've got those people, Dr. Rose, that just can't have one cupcake or just can't have, you know, the one. You know, how do we reprogram so that, you know, Dr. Oz has said it and he's been on the show before, but he's said, you know, just eat one bite and throw it away. But for most people who are addicted to food, and then we go, you know, of course we go into a deeper realm here, it's very, very challenging.
That's right. So that actually comes from dieting, that relationship with food,
mm-hmm.
where you feel like if you've had any, you should go crazy,
mm-hmm.
that actually is something that comes from a dieter mentality. So dieters are very different from people who don't diet. People who don't diet can generally mm-hmm. eat what they want, and they may gain a little weight here and there. But what happens with a dieter is we have this sort of on and off switch that we use, and we create barriers in our mind. So like, okay, if I'm being good, mm-hmm. then I'm being good.
Mm-hmm.
But once I start being bad, all everything breaks. They actually call it the what the hell effect. And I think everybody can relate to that one.
I like that.
And what happens is we say, what the hell? I already screwed up. I might as well enjoy it now.
Exactly.
And then we go crazy. And what happens is you think you're being good by being a dieter, but what happens is you end up eating way more
uh-huh.
than anybody who never dieted ever would. And so the first step is to sort of break that idea that you need to diet and
uh-huh.
that you need to restrict yourself, because that's where that comes from. I've been doing this for a long time, and I was like anybody else. Like, if I saw a cupcake, whether it was good or bad, or
uh-huh.
even if it was one of the gross ones, you know, from the generic ones at the grocery store, I would eat five
uh-huh.
because, you know, I was like, I'm going for it. Let's do this.
Right.
But I'm to a point now where most of the time I don't even want a cupcake because I eat so healthy all the time, and when I do eat dessert, they're excellent. So I don't want to waste an indulgence on something that isn't really worth it. And also, I no longer rely, like, dieters tend to rely on external cues because. And when I say external cues, I mean environmental triggers to tell
mm-hmm.
us when to start and stop eating, because we start ignoring when we're hungry, you know. And so we ignore our internal signals, so we rely on those external ones. And that usually cues us to eat more. So I've been doing this for so long now that I'm not even tempted. You know, it's not even like, you
mm-hmm.
know, I can eat one. If it's not delicious, I can put it down. And that's something that comes out of getting out of the diet mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So, it seems counterintuitive. You think you need to restrict yourself, and that if you don't restrict yourself, you'll go crazy because that's your experience
mm-hmm.
as somebody who's tried to diet. But the reality is once you get rid of all those barriers, it completely goes away and you have a different relationship with food. And actually these decisions that seem so, so difficult for a dieter actually become fairly easy and straightforward. And the good news is even if you do mess up every once in a while,
uh-huh.
it doesn't matter anymore.
Wow.
You're still under control because you've got those healthy habits to lean back on afterwards.
Absolutely. The book is called Foodist, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. Dr. Rose, let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, I want to help people to really learn the process of changing the dieter's quote-unquote mind. And we're going to talk about all that plus more right after this. Stay with us.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, the City of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, and Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Also, Amerigroup, the real solutions in healthcare. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're talking about something that everybody knows probably a little something about, and that's dieting. We're talking to Dr. Daria Pino Rose. Her book is called Foodist, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. And the title itself, Dr. Rose, is loaded. It really is. Because I think that for the most part, Americans are tired of the word diet. And I ask you during the break, what made you begin to delve into the psyche, into the mind of what makes us do and want and the triggers and all that occurs in eating? What prompted that?
Well, what I realized is at a certain point, like, I my background was in science, and I read all the science about all the diets because I wanted to solve this problem for myself. And, you know, I sort of went into it thinking, well, if I just know exactly what to eat, then I can just do it and I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But what I realized is that even, first of all, none of the diets really work. If you look at the data, none of the diets work long term. But more important is that even if you have this, like, perfect diet, right, this perfect thing that's going to make you perfect, that's not really what's keeping most of us from doing that. It's not that complicated, the nutrition. Most of us know that broccoli is healthier for you than cookies, right? Mm-hmm. That's not that hard. What's hard is actually doing it.
Right.
What's hard is waking up in the morning and making good decisions 12 times a day and going to bed and being like, I made all the good decisions today, and then doing that day after day after day, year after year after year. Most of us have no idea how to do that. Mm-hmm. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. And so with that said, I said to you during the break, most people that you talk to, especially women, will tell you, I've been on a diet my whole life. You know, so now we're trying to change a whole lifetime of thinking and behaviors, you know, and we're just, all we are is what we're a product of what we know and what we've done. And so mm-hmm. what's the first step in changing a whole life of being on a diet?
Well, let's just start with food, because okay. that's, I think, a very easy place to start. Some people are up to date on the diet, some people aren't, but generally where the science is today says that the biggest problem for most of us that is we're eating way too much processed food. Mm-hmm. We make way too much stuff that comes out of boxes and comes out of plastic bags, comes out of, you know, fast food windows. That's the real problem for most of us. So if we can get back to focused on real food, that's half the battle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the general nutritional principle. Then on top of that, you have to be like, okay, well, most people don't know how to cook anymore. Most people don't know how to eat anymore.
Right.
Most people chew. Most people don't even know how to chew anymore. Have you noticed the last one? Do you chew? Most people don't.
Wow.
Next time you're at a restaurant, look around. Nobody's chewing. They'll take like two or three chews and then shove another bite of food in their face.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So the first step is identifying foods. The second step is starting to create the kind of habits that make most of your meals. Now, you don't have to have 100%, just most of your meals healthy. So I tell people, start with breakfast. Find a breakfast that you like that's healthy. And you know what? Breakfast is an easy one because the healthy breakfasts are pretty darn good.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I have like delicious, I call it, it's muesli. It's basically like oatmeal, but it's filled with nuts and raisins and fruit. And I put cinnamon on it, and it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like less than 200 calories, something like that. Very, very filling. I'm eating my carbs, which, you know, when I was a dieter, that was completely off limits. But it's not the bad kind of carbs because it digests very slowly.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're, let's say you're at work, that's a meal that, like, you eat it five times a week at your lunchtime at work. You know, that's a 20-something percent of your daily
mm-hmm.
or your weekly meals. So if you can figure out a way to make your lunch healthy, even if a little healthier, even if you're just adding a salad or something that you know is bad, or if you know, if it's easier for you to bring your lunch than to go out,
mm-hmm.
that works too. But like the idea is those habits that you have regularly, you want to start there because that's going to have the biggest impact. And
mm-hmm.
so I wouldn't, most of us worry, you know, about what we're doing on weekends, you know, when we're super tempted by, you know, the restaurant dessert
mm-hmm.
cart. Well, you can have that restaurant dessert cart if your lunch and breakfast every single day were healthy and, you know, a few days a week you cooked dinner at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already ahead of the curve, you know. So, you know, you'll start to lose weight just doing that. And then, you know, if you plateau at some point, we can talk about, you know, cutting back on dessert or something
mm-hmm.
like that. But you don't have to start there. And I think that takes a lot of the pressure off
mm-hmm.
because, you know, breakfast I can handle.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then I would also recommend, if possible, starting to cook more at home. Because, you know, if you're talking about people who love food, especially, and that's me. I mean, I adore food.
Would you say you adore it?
I'm not going to give up fat. I'm not going to give up carbs. I mean, life's too short. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for me, one of the things that I've learned is that if you can make these things at home and make those indulgences something that means something to you and something that's worth it to you, then you can have them, you know, and you just have a
now, what does that, now, what does that mean, really, Dr. Rose, if you can make them at home and you can make them mean something to you? What does that really mean?
Well, it's a couple different things. So I believe that food is actually more than we make it out to be. I think we, as especially if you've been dieting for a long time, you tend to think of food. You don't even think of food. You think of, like, calories. You think of carbs. Mm-hmm. You think of, you know, calcium and omega-3s and all these things that are supposed to be good for you and supposed to be bad for you. And I think it's really sad that we've lost a lot of the culture that is around food. And I think that actually that's unfortunate for several reasons. One is that it's just a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sad to be disconnected from that. The second is that our culture is what creates the habits that actually keep our eating in check. So it's culture that prevents us from eating dessert at, you know, 10 p.m. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you invest more of your just mental energy into thinking about this food is means something to me. This food is worth it. I made this food from scratch. This mm-hmm. is my grandmother's recipe. This is not, you know, Stouffer's from a box. You know, I have a connection with this food. You will treat it better. You
mm-hmm.
will chew. You will sit down. Mm. You'll appreciate it. You'll share it with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing there is you're bringing back that culture. You're bringing back the norm
mm-hmm.
That gives us eating rules and tells us what's appropriate to eat, what's not appropriate to eat, and helps us appreciate what we're doing. We slow down. We eat less.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Mrs. Obama was on our show just a couple of months ago, she talked about the very same thing, and she's carrying this message of gardens and just what you're talking about, trying to get out of preparing meals that are in a box or, you know, something that you just whip together in 10 minutes. And all that's great, but one of the I think, most important things that she talked about was the food plate. Now, we can do those things, and I think everybody agrees that even in this fast-paced world, because what I've done personally is I've pulled out my crock pot. So it mm-hmm. just cooks mm-hmm. it for you while you're at work all day. But talk about the issue of portion control, because that's where a lot of us miss it.
That's a great, great question. So, yeah, we especially here in America, portions have gone crazy. And, you know, I think part of that's because our you know, food culture has sort of disintegrated to a point where we're not sure what it is, so we're just offered these huge mm-hmm. portions in restaurants, and we have lost the ability to look at a plate and be like, that's too much food. So a good place to start, I actually redesigned the USDA plate a little bit. They have, I think, a very confusing message. What I say in the book on the plate is I like to say that the plate should be about 10 inches wide.
Okay.
So, you know, that gives us some sort of proportion,
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 inches. Then I like to say that half of it should be vegetables, because vegetables are wonderful and they're low calorie, but that's not the main reason they're wonderful. They fight all sorts of diseases. They undo a lot of the other bad things we do to ourselves
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So vegetables are really important. I think the USDA plant has fruit on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think fruit's great, but I put it on the side because to me fruit is a snack, a dessert. It doesn't really belong in your dinner plate. I think that's confusing to people.
Okay.
Let's just say half your plate's vegetables.
Okay.
Then you can do a lot of other things with the other half of your plate, but it, you know, generally speaking, I would say a quarter of it should be grains that are actually intact or some sort of starch. You know, I'm not carb phobic like a lot of
okay.
other people talking about weight loss. So I say either beans, lentils, but for me the biggest difference is I like to say intact grains instead of whole grains, because
tell me what the difference are, intact grains as opposed to whole grains.
Yeah, unfortunately, the word whole grain has been sort of diluted by mm-hmm. the standards of the food industry. Basically, what they say is, like, you can pulverize a grain to death, and then as long as you add back all the components that you took out, it still counts as a whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really a whole grain anymore. That's why you have whole grain Wonder Bread. It's just still fluffy. That looks nothing like a grain.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people to try to eat things. You can eat grains, but try to make them look like a grain. Like, you look at a corn corn kernel, and you're like, okay, that's a grain. That's a piece of corn. Or you look at some rice, and you're like, that's a grain. That looks like rice or oats, something like that. I like to stick with grains I can identify by looking at them. Or, you know, another alternative for starch is legumes or pulses. They're lentils, beans, things
mm-hmm.
like that. Those are great
mm-hmm.
choices. And then the other quarter of your plate can be some sort of meat, you know, like a fish, or, you know, I'm not afraid of saturated fat. Most of the data that I've seen is not that scary. So, you know, I say if it makes you feel satisfied with your homemade dinner, go for it. And, you know, if you can get, you know, the organic and grass-fed, that might have a little fewer toxins in it. But, you know, don't stress out about that stuff. Focus on the vegetables and focus on eating well and mindfulness. So that's another big point that I think is where most of us get lost, is we don't think about what we're eating. We'll be watching TV, we'll be shoveling food in our mouths. Like I said, we're not chewing. So I recommend everybody start chewing every bite of food 25 times. And let me tell you, healthy food like vegetables, if you don't chew that stuff, you're going to get some serious stomach aches. You know, processed food is easy to just sort of swallow whole. And I think that's sort of why we've gotten in the habit of it. But when you're going back to real food, you actually need to chew it, and it makes a huge difference in how much you even can eat. It slows you down so much. And what's amazing is you actually, when you stop and put your fork down for 1 second and actually focus on what's in your mouth, it turns out you can actually taste it, and it actually tastes good. So what happens is you enjoy your food more, and you eat less of it. It's awesome.
And you know what? These are really simple, basic things that we don't even think about. Let me do this. Let me take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you more about Foodist using real food and real science to lose weight without dieting, and how you can get the book, and also how you can connect with Dr. Rose. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at SINLAW Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-4255. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. SINLAW Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, we're talking to Dr. Daria Pino-Rose. Her book is called Foodist, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. And what an interesting conversation it is. And I said to Dr. Rose during the break, and I want to share it with you, you talk about in the book how resilient, the word resilient, we are and the body is. And I want to talk about the most important thing that all people who have been really plagued by diets their whole life need to do to get off of the roller coaster and stay off?
So what I've found is really, really difficult for people, and especially people who have been dieting. I mean, and this is me. I started dieting. I had my first Slim Fast when I was 11 years old, and it just went from that to the next one until I was, like, pretty much 30. And, you know, for me, the hardest part by far was convincing myself that I didn't need to diet anymore. Like, it's really difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. if you believe, you know, it's so easy to say to yourself, you know what, okay, I'm just going to diet until I hit my goal weight, and then I'm going to switch to this healthy eating mm-hmm. thing. You know, I'll do that later. The problem with that rationality is that you believe you're wasting that willpower that you could be using to build the habits that will actually make you healthy, and you're just throwing it away. You're reinforcing the restrictive behavior that's going to continue binging, and you continue to teach your body that it doesn't need to listen to its own internal signals that tell you when you're hungry and full. And so you become dependent on the environment to tell you when to start and stop eating, so you'll probably overeat at some point because your willpower is inevitably going to, you know, bail mm-hmm, on you and mm-hmm. leave you hanging when you need it. And, you know, it's just a waste of time. And diets actually predict weight gain over time. And it's really frustrating, you know. And so for me, I just recommend people just, you really, really need to stop that. And I say that we should start just paying more attention to what we're actually eating. Most dieters think they're good at knowing what they're eating. They're horrible at it. There's mm-hmm. data that says this. And so you start writing it down. I recommend keeping a food journal for 2 weeks. And start identifying the things that happen over and over again. Those are what your habits are. And once you start realizing where your habits are, then you can start figuring out, okay, what's cueing me to do this? And I talk mm-hmm. about how to do all this in the book. Mm-hmm. You know, identify the cue and then identify the reward, which is sometimes the hardest part. Everyone thinks they eat because the food just tastes good. I guarantee you that is not the reason. I eat because food tastes good, and what I used to eat when I was eating because food tastes good was usually just some sort of habit or me trying to fulfill something else. Like I wanted to socialize, I wanted to watch TV, I wanted, mm-hmm. or I'd been like depriving myself all day, and I just wanted some sugar. But when I had some, I went crazy,
mm-hmm.
and that all comes from dieting, you know. But you mm-hmm. can't break that cycle until you start paying attention to what you're eating, chewing your food, focusing on real food, you know, instead of processed food, doing more of your shopping and cooking at home, and starting to make value-based decisions and asking yourself, is this really worth it? You know, is this worth it for me? Like, am I really going to get the pleasure out of this that I think I'm going to get, or am I mm-hmm. eating out of habit?
Mm-hmm.
And I think once you settle into this new way of looking at food, you do develop a resilience. Your body, like my body used to switch. You know, I was, you know, at my heaviest, I was probably 25 pounds heavier than I am now. But I'd say I'm average because I'd go back and forth on diet.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 15 pounds average higher. But the problem was I would swing down 10 pounds. I'd swing up 10
mm-hmm.
pounds, swing down 15 pounds, I'd swing up 20 pounds. And I'm at a point now where I'll maybe swing 3 from, you know, a big wedding or some event that I go to. And without even thinking about it, by the next Friday, it's gone. And this comes from, you know, learning my body, having those home court habits, which I call the habits that I rely on to keep my own weight in check, which I've actually come to adore. You know, so it's not this, like, this, when you develop a habit that you actually enjoy, it becomes a pleasure
mm-hmm.
to eat and to do these things that actually make you healthy. And it's no longer this constant battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're thinking to myself, gosh, it's always so hard for me. How do I restrict myself from doing this? How do I stop myself from doing that? Well, if you develop habits you actually enjoy, which is the only way a habit will develop because it needs a reward to reinforce the cue, then it's not a struggle anymore, which mm-hmm. is, like, that's the coolest thing of all, is that instead of, first of all, it works, because diets don't work, this actually works.
Right.
Second of all, you actually enjoy it. And so, all of a sudden, you're like, why was I doing that before? Like, that seems so crazy.
Right. And what I have felt in the conversation and reading all about the foodist and reading about yourself is also, I can feel, even in the book, that you're in a good place. And most of us, and I talk about, you know, women especially, because we're probably the hardest with beating ourselves up
mm-hmm.
and willpower. But it's really identifying the core of why we're eating, what is triggering us to eat, or maybe not even what we're eating, but what's eating us. And until you can really dig down into the psyche and the psychology of that, I think that there is no real success that's going to happen.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where, yeah, if you don't, you have, you know, I'm not somebody who's going to it's not a book about emotional eating, but that's definitely a component. But the key is just realizing why you're eating. Like, are you eating for hunger? And then once you have, you know, even, you don't have to necessarily, you know, go to your shrink to figure this stuff out. But once you identify that you are doing it,
right,
you know, and you figure out what it is you're actually trying to do, I use this anecdote in the book, anecdote of a guy who, you know, was eating a cookie every day at lunch. And he thought that, you know, he was like, well, let me see if I can break this habit. What's cueing me to do this, and why am I doing it? So he started he's like, okay, well, I do this every day at 3 o'clock. I don't know what the cue is, but apparently at the time, 3 o'clock is the issue. And he would go to the cafeteria and eat and buy a cookie and hang out with his friends. And he was like, well, let's test some things. Is it the sugar I'm after? Is it the getting up from my desk and walking around that I'm after? Or is it the socializing that I'm after? And so every day he did a different test. One day he walked around the block and went back to his desk. One day he got up and got a Snickers bar instead of a cookie and took it back to his desk and didn't talk to anybody. And one day he just went upstairs, bought a bottle of water, and started chatting with people. It turned out that that was the most enjoyable thing. The most enjoyable thing was actually the talking to people. So,
right.
You know, apparently at some point in the day, he just needed a little mental break from work and a little gossip. And he lost 12 pounds when he figured this out. And, you know, so that's the issue. It's like you just assume that it's the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You just assume you're just too weak to resist that tempting cupcake or whatever. But that's not necessarily the case. And so once you figure this out, what's cool is that when it is the cupcake, you know it and you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, because most of us, when we feel like we're indulging, we don't really appreciate it, mm-hmm. which is sad. You know, if you're going to eat a dessert, you should like it.
Absolutely. And so what do you think, Dr. Rose, after, you know, all of the work that you've done and all of the people that you have helped, what is the most important thing that you hope that yo-yo dieters, people that have just dieted for years and years and years, what's the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from Foodist?
It's probably that, well, I'd say there's two things. The first one is that you really need to internalize that diets don't work. It's not that, and it's worse than that. It's not that they don't work. It's that they actually make it harder for you to lose weight in the long term. Because like I said, it turns off your signals. You don't really, you lose the ability to discern when you're hungry and when you're full. Mm-hmm. And also, they create a really bizarre relationship with food where you go on binges when you're not being a perfect person. Mm. And so that, I mean, it doesn't work. Why are we doing it? That's like, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Like, right. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the second thing that I think is by far the most important thing to realize, and most people skip this part, is whatever script, whatever you tell yourself you should be doing to be healthy, if there's not a reward associated with it, and the rewards can be very subtle. It doesn't need to be like $20 or something. It should be a psychological, internal, and immediate reward, you know, not a long-term reward, an immediate reward. If there's no reward, it's not going to develop into a habit. And if it doesn't develop into a habit, it's not going to help you because you won't stick with it. So you have to like it. And I think this is such a great message because I feel that we, as dieters and as someone who wants to lose weight, I think we all assume we're going to have to suffer to get to where we want to be, to get mm-hmm. healthy, you know, to get off these diabetes meds, to get off mm-hmm. our blood pressure meds. But that's not the case. That's not the case at all. If you find food you like, and, you know, that may take some trial and error, mm-hmm. but, you know, you can find healthy food you like. Healthy foods are delicious, real healthy foods. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about powders and bars right. and things like that. It's about vegetables from the garden that are in season. You know, delicious, like, fresh meats and even hard cheeses are pretty good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start embracing real food and realizing that it's actually delicious, you know, those cheaper indulgences that you know, maybe give you a quick rush but aren't
right.
really that good, they completely lose their appeal. And so you don't even need to use that willpower anyway.
And, you know, I think that this is just a different way of looking at something that we have looked at for many of us since we could remember, the way that we eat, the way that our weight is. This is just a whole different concept. The book is called The Foodist, Using Real Food and Real Science to Lose Weight Without Dieting. Dr. Rose, tell people how they can get the book and how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. So you can get the book at any bookstore, you can get Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anything like that, or you can go to foodist.com to learn more about it. And I also have a blog where I write articles and tips and tricks for all this stuff regularly. It's at summertomato.com. So that's Summer Tomato. It's happy, delicious, seasonal.
Absolutely. And tomatoes are really, really in season right now. Dr. Rose, we want to thank you for getting up so early all the way in San Francisco. Where you probably can't even tell what the weather is like this morning. But thank you so much for this good common sense and science related to dieting. Thank you so much for spending the earliest part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network.
Thank you, Carlette.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back with more right after this.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed.
The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program. Designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about those free mammograms every single morning. I'm going to remind you until they say stop sending people. If you're 40 years old, ladies, or older, and you have not had your mammogram, what in the world are you waiting for? That's my question. What are you waiting for? They're free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts at 318-487-1122, and she'll tell you exactly how to get it done. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Now, you know, this morning, we kicked off our conversation talking about dieting, and we really wanted to bring the whole concept of the foodist. And this is something that Dr. Rose has created after years and years of research, just talking about the science of food and understanding what works for you. And I know I've got girlfriends, and we talk about it all the time, what's working for them, what hasn't worked, what they're doing, especially if someone has lost a great deal of weight. But the whole idea that it all centers in our thinking and changing our thinking is really critical, I think, and essential not only to losing weight, but to everything that we do. You know, every single morning, I try to remind you that if your day is not going like you hoped it should, or you're starting off with a negative attitude, and then those things begin to come out of your mouth, that you have to do something in the mind. You've got to change the mind. And then when you change your mind, what comes out of your mouth will hopefully change as well. And so the change has to start with us, and it's about breaking the cycles. Cycles, many have been imposed, many have been self-imposed, and just coming out of the shell. And what I was thinking about as Dr. Dario was talking about willpower, I think willpower might be the single thief of self-esteem. Yes, I think that willpower steals our self-esteem, because so many of us have used willpower to work out, to eat better, to do this, to do that. And it fails us almost every time. Or you use willpower and it only takes you piece the way. It only takes you part of the way. And then when the way stops, we feel like failures. And so in order to do some things differently, it has to start in our thinking and in our minds, because willpower only lasts for a certain amount of time. And so she's talking about just simply changing our thinking. And I say that simple. There's a lot that is encompassed in that, in changing your thinking. But I tell you what, if you start to think about what it is you're thinking about and what we're meditating on, I think that that's really where the change begins. And it has to start somewhere. And for most of us, we've beaten ourselves down. And for others of us, we're beating people, other people down that have tried and failed. Well, you know what? Maybe today needs to be the start of, you know what, I'm putting it all down. And I'm just simply going to do what Dr. Rose said and what Mrs. Obama is telling Americans. Let's go back to that place of trying to cook meals at home, eating from the garden. I can't tell you how many people just in our small village have gardens. And so fresh fruits, fresh vegetables are available if you want them. And they're not even, you know, so astronomically priced that you can't say, I can't afford it. You know what? There are people that will literally give to you out of their garden, out of their abundance. And so we've got to start thinking differently. And then we've got to start looking at our plates. And she said one of the things that she thinks is to fill the plate with more vegetables and just try to do some things differently. And then when we fall short, we don't beat ourselves up as much. But one of the things that she said, and I think that we all can relate to, and I thought about it just the last time we were sitting at a restaurant having lunch, we're all in such a hurry that we're really not chewing. And initially when she said that, I went, we're not chewing. Well, how is that? No, really what she's saying is that we're not chewing our food enough. So we've lost the taste. We've lost so much in this hurry that we've created for ourselves that we're losing ourselves in it. And so this morning, I hope that you'll consider changing those habits. Just consider, maybe I need to make a change, and maybe I need, instead of putting the same thing in every single Monday, maybe I'll try to do something different on this coming Monday. And then eventually, over time, we'll get something different out. But it all starts with change. Hey, you know what this is? It's just smart talk for smart people. And as always, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to love yourself and be the change that you want to see. And remember, change has got to start with you, and it's got to start with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe wind down Wednesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.